President Trump said on Twitter he'd consider testifying in an impeachment inquiry. His comment comes in response to an invitation House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made during her interview on Face the Nation. The president's testimony would be a major departure from the administration's response to the inquiry so far. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Stephen Portnoy, CBS News White House correspondent. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
So has there been any reaction from the House Impeachment Committee to the president's tweet this morning?
Well, look, I don't think there's anyone here in Washington, D.C. who's taking this particularly seriously, but you never know. This is a response to what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Face the Nation yesterday, that the president is welcome to come and share his side of the story. The way Pelosi put it in an interview with Margaret Brennan, quote, the president could come right before the committee and speak all the truth that he wants. She even said he could do it in writing. The president, in a tweet, said this morning, and this is his quote, even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea. He says he would strongly consider it to get Congress focused again. The president did give written responses in the Mueller probe, which, interestingly enough, is a subject in the news today, because in D.C. today, inside an appeals court hearing, attorneys for the House of Representatives said that one of the things that the House is looking at is whether the president lied in his written answers to the Mueller probe about his conversations in the summer of 2016 about WikiLeaks. And this follows on the conviction of his longtime associate, Roger Stone, last week.
My goodness. So back to this inquiry, what kind of written responses could the president give? I mean, if he's already in trouble, I'm sure his lawyers are saying, back off.
Well, it's a bit theoretical and hypothetical, but let's assume that the Democrats were interested in extending this invitation more formally and sending the president a list of questions that he would then respond to in writing. He certainly, I guess, if they were to go through with it, that's probably how it would go. When he participated in the Mueller probe, the president refused to answer any questions that would touch on obstruction of justice. Now, that was subject to negotiation between the president and Robert Mueller, because both of those men work in the executive branch. And there was this, I wouldn't call it a tap dance, but you definitely call it a delicate dance, because Mueller, as a prosecutor, was operating under the pretty clear guidance from the Justice Department that he couldn't pursue an indictment against a sitting president. So instead, he had to negotiate the terms under which the president would respond to questions. In this case, there would be some accommodation reached, I suppose, because the offer's been extended as an invitation by the Speaker of the House, and then the president could respond in writing. But the parameters, it's hard to know. And as I say, no one here in Washington at this moment is taking this all too seriously. Okay. It seems as though most people are thinking it's just the president being, well, the president.
And I imagine if he did respond, it would take a different tone than his writings on Twitter.
You'd think, and I think if you were one of his supporters, you'd hope.
Okay. Testimony resumes tomorrow. What can people expect?
Well, tomorrow is going to be a very big day. I mean, you've got four witnesses scheduled to testify, a morning session and an afternoon session. The headliners tomorrow likely to be Alexander Vindman, a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army who was on the call and in closed-door testimony expressed his grave misgivings over hearing the name Biden mentioned on the call. Kurt Volker might give testimony that Republicans are eager to hear. They have said that he has given, in their mind, the definitive account. Perhaps he has said things in closed-door testimony that is much more favorable to the president's telling of the idea that there was no quid pro quo, the phrase that Democrats are no longer using. They're now calling it bribery, and the idea of putting pressure on the Ukrainian president to announce an investigation into Burisma, the company that employed Joe Biden's son Hunter. You also will have Tim Morrison, a former National Security Council official. By the end of the week, you'll hear from people like Fiona Hill, and most importantly of all, Wednesday's testimony from Gordon Sondland. We learned late last week that he was on the phone with the president at a cafe in which, according to another witness, he described the president's desire to have an investigation into the Bidens as more important to him than anything involving Russia and its involvement in Ukraine, and also the idea that they discussed this the Ukrainian president's willingness to conduct the investigations the president wanted him to conduct.
We'll be listening. Thanks so much. That's Stephen Portnoy, CBS News White House correspondent.